birthday cake and still button the top snap on my jeans. I'm told the good Hungarian metabolism lasts only until I'm 40, so I'm counting down. The Hungarian genes also carry a certain amount of luck and gypsy intuition, both of which I need in my present job. I'm a bond enforcement agent, working for my cousin, Vincent Plum, and I run down bad guys. I'm not the best BEA in the world, and I'm not the worst. An incredibly hot guy with the street name Ranger is the best, and my sometimes partner Lula is possibly the worst. Maybe it's not fair to have Lula in the running for worst bounty hunter of all time. To begin with, there are some really bad bounty hunters out there. And more to the point, Lula isn't actually a bounty hunter. Lula is a former hooker who was hired to do the filing for the bail bonds office, but spends a lot of her day trailing after me. At the moment, Lula and I were standing in the parking lot of a deli mart on Hamilton Avenue. We were about a half mile from the office, and we were leaning against my yellow Ford Escape, trying to make a lunch choice. We were debating nachos at the deli mart against a sub at Giovacchini's. "Hey," I said to Lula, "what happened to the filing job? Who does the filing now?"
"I do the filing. I filed an ass out of that office."
"You're never in the office."
"The hell I am. I was in the office when you showed up this morning."
"Yeah, but you weren't filing. You were doing your nails."
"I was thinking about filing. And if you hadn't needed my help going to look for that loser Roger Banker, I'd still be filing."
Roger was accused of grand theft auto and possession of controlled substances. In layman's terms, Roger got high and went joyriding. "So you're still officially a file clerk?"
"Heck no," Lula said. "That's so boring. Do I look like a file clerk to you?"
Actually, Lula still looked like a hooker. Lula's a full-bodied black woman who favors animal print spandex enhanced with sequins. I figure Lula didn't want to hear my fashion opinion, so I didn't say anything. I just raised an eyebrow.
"The job title is tricky since I do a lot of this here bounty hunter stuff, but I've never really been given any of my own cases," Lula said. "I suppose I could be your bodyguard."
"Oh, my God." Lula narrowed her eyes at me.
"You got a problem with that?"
"It seems a little Hollywood."
"Yeah, but sometimes you need some extra firepower, right? And there I am. Hell, you don't even carry a gun half the time. I always got a gun. I got a gun now, just in case."
And Lula pulled a .40 caliber Glock out of her purse.
"I don't mind using it either. I'm good with a gun. I got an eye for it. Watch me hit that bottle next to the bike."
Someone had leaned a fancy red mountain bike against the big plate glass window in front of the deli mart. There was a quart bottle next to the bike. The bottle had a rag stuffed into it.
"No," I said. "No shooting."
Too late. Lula squeezed off a shot, missed the bottle, and destroyed the bike's rear tire.
"Oops," Lula said, doing a grimace and immediately returning the gun to her purse.
A moment later, a guy ran out of the store. He was wearing a mechanic's jumpsuit and a red devil mask. He had a small backpack slung over one shoulder, and he had a gun in his right hand. His skin tone was darker than mine, but lighter than Lula's. He grabbed the bottle off the ground, lit the rag with a flick of his Bic, and threw the bottle into the store. He turned to get onto the bike and realized his tire was blown to smithereens.
"Fuck," the guy said. "Fuck!" "I didn't do it," Lula said. "Wasn't me. Someone came along and shot up your tire. You must not be popular."
There was a lot of shouting inside the store. The guy in the devil mask turned to flee, and Victor, the Pakistani day manager, rushed out the door.
"I am done. Do you hear me?" Victor yelled. "This is the fourth robbery this month, and I won't stand for any more. You are dog excrement," he shouted at the guy in the mask. "Dog excrement."
Lula had her hand back in her purse.
"Hold on. I got a gun," she said. "Where the hell is it? Why can't you ever find the damn gun when you need it?"
Victor threw the still-lit but clearly unbroken bottle at the guy in the devil mask, hitting him in the back of the head. The bottle bounced off the devil's head and smashed against my driver's side door. The devil staggered and instinctively pulled the mask off. Maybe he couldn't breathe, or maybe he went to feel for blood, or maybe he just wasn't thinking. Whatever the reason, the mask was only off for a second before being yanked back over the guy's head. He turned and looked directly at me, and then he ran across the street.